Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Stocks, bonds, and precious metals all down. The winners today were oil and cryptos. It's our market recap just ahead. Well, that early morning rally reversed itself as traders came back from lunch. Equities finished just about as far down as they had been up earlier. The Dow falling half a percentage point lower, slightly less for the S&P and NASDAQ. And although volume was light, there was still some technical damage done to the markets. All the breadth measures were negative, with declining issues and new lows both exceeding their counterparts by a 3-2 margin. This also marked the 11th trading session, which ended with the major averages trading below their 50-day moving averages. Dow, S&P, and NAS all below the average price over the last 50 days. In looking at the Big Five, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple also trading below their 50-day moving averages, while both Google and Microsoft flirted with that level but look like they're going to close below. The big news of the day continues to be the steady march higher in the price of oil, which, if it continues, will lock in that higher inflation. This, as you would imagine, is beginning to spook the bond markets, where that 5-year Treasury yield we spoke about this morning added yet one more basis point in yield, now yielding 1.06%. So stay tuned to today's market comment. We discuss bonds versus stocks. Well, it's risk versus no risk. It's a question that portfolio managers need to ask every day, because this equation between these two kinds of returns changes all the time. In other words, it's extremely dynamic. Let's explore the concept. U.S. Treasuries are generally considered a no-risk investment. Invest in Treasuries, and you'll get your money back plus interest when they mature. Now, for today's discussion, we'll ignore the interest rate risk. You assume that if you invest in bonds and the rates go up, and then you try to sell before the bonds mature. Now, under those circumstances, you may indeed lose money. But for today's discussion, we'll assume that you are investing in Treasuries and holding them until maturity. Hence, you have as close to a riskless investment as is humanly possible. Stocks, on the other hand, are a risky investment. There's an inherent amount of risk that you assume each time you invest in stocks. So we can look at the investment process as one in which we would choose the no-risk treasuries when their rates are high enough to be what we consider attractive, and that attractive level may vary from investor to investor. But when no-risk treasuries yields are not high enough, we choose stocks. And here's the point. The yield on treasuries is currently rising, becoming more and more attractive, while the risk, and therefore presumed return on stocks, is declining. The most vivid example of what's occurring right now is the 5-year U.S. Treasury. It closed on Friday with a yield of 1.05%. Now, that might not seem like much, but when you realize that that's just about 3 times higher than it was back at the beginning of the year, you realize that this has been a dramatic move up in Treasury yields, especially in this mid-range sweet spot for Treasuries. So mid-range Treasuries up by a factor of nearly 3 times. What about stocks? Here, the risk of a decline appears to be growing, although it is way too early to state this definitively. Since the beginning of October, and remember that's only 10 trading days, so in those 10 trading days, all of the major stock market averages have begun trading below their 50-day moving average. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500, and NASDAQ, all currently below the average price for the last 50 days. Now, market technicians consider this a downtrend, although granted, it is a very short duration. Now, you can bet that there are investment managers who have already observed this trend and begun moving assets from stocks to bonds, especially for those extremely risk-averse clients. Now, overall, this can be the setup which produces a bear market in stocks. Rising bond yields, rising stock risk, and Wall Street completely changes its allocation from an emphasis on stocks to an emphasis on bonds. This has not occurred since the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates in the wake of the great financial crisis of 2008. But they look to be getting close to raising rates now. Add to this the beginning of earnings season, which kicks off with the J.P. Morgan results on Wednesday, and you have the setting for some pretty exciting times over the next few weeks. So stay tuned as Wall Street measures risk on or risk off. And that's the value side for Monday, October 11. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.